So next, I'd like to welcome to the podium Chief Lucas Miller from the Salem Police Department.
Thank you, Mayor Pangallo. Thank you, Mr. Shajai. You know, I'm going to talk a little about all the partners we have in preparation for Halloween and October in Salem, but none is more important than Keolis and the MBTA. I'll talk a little bit about why in a minute. But I wanted to talk about all the preparations we do for public safety and for policing Salem during the month of October. I welcomed you a little earlier to the Salem Police Headquarters. At Police Headquarters, this Police Headquarters is named after Robert St. Pierre, one of my predecessors, long-serving police chief in Salem and still a tremendous asset to Salem. But this plan to police Halloween was put together under his tenure. And since then, we've refined it every year based on what we learned the previous Halloween. So the plan hasn't differed dramatically, but it gets a little bit better every year. And what we do is we in effect create a second police department to police downtown Salem. Because of the number of crowds and the traffic, getting around downtown really becomes very, very difficult, and the volume of calls increases dramatically. So we also want to retain our ability to respond to public safety incidents outside of the downtown area, right? If you don't live downtown, you may have need to call the police, and you deserve just as swift police response during Halloween, during October, than any other time. So one police department to police the rest of Salem and one police department to police downtown with a separate dispatch, separate commanders, and individual sectors downtown. Obviously, most of those officers will be either on foot, on bicycle, or on other sort of non-standard vehicles. We have several gators that we use to move equipment around. But we also rely on other departments, right? The Salem Police Department is just shy of 100 sworn police officers. We employ another 25 or so civilians. That's not nearly enough to cover some of the busy days during the month of October. As the mayor mentioned, we've had over 100,000 visitors on a specific day. That requires a significant increase in police personnel. We rely on neighboring departments for mutual aid. We rely on NEMLEC. That's the Northeastern Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council, the sort of regional task force. We rely on the Essex County Sheriff's Department, and we rely on a number of other departments and outfits for specialized units, explosive ordnance detection dogs, rapid response teams, SWAT, additional bicycles, additional communications capacity, and motorcycles. The Massachusetts State Police are invaluable to us during this time, along with the FBI, the ATF, and the National Park Service. That volume of people down in downtown Salem requires that we shut down streets. We shut those streets down both to protect all the pedestrian traffic that's going on there, but also simply because the motor vehicle traffic gets to be too much, becomes impossible to move emergency vehicles around if our streets are jammed solid with vehicles. Furthermore, the parking becomes a tremendous issue. Simply with the number of people on a non-Halloween weekend, parking is difficult in downtown Salem. On the Saturdays and Sundays leading up to Halloween and on Halloween itself, it becomes really impossible. So I would like to echo the mayor's message to please take public transportation. Getting stuck in traffic where you haven't even entered the city of Salem yet is not nearly as much fun as taking the train in. We have increased ferry capacity. So there's all sorts of ways that you can get to Salem besides driving your car. We recommend parking in Beverly. You can drive to Beverly and take the train one stop, or the MBTA train from North Station in Boston takes about 35 minutes. On the best of days, you can't drive to Salem in 35 minutes. On Halloween, it'll be three times that at best. And then, as the mayor mentioned, the parking is simply impossible. We do our best to try to keep life as normal for Salem residents as possible during this month. It is something of a burden, but I think I can speak for most city residents when I say we welcome visitors for Halloween, but not your cars. We do have satellite parking with shuttles coming in, but even those are not adequate to contain cars if everybody drives. So, I know I'm repeating myself, but I will say again, please take public transportation if you are planning to come to Salem in October. And happy Halloween.